called to order on February 10th, 2020. First on the agenda is workshop.
One thing I'd like to bring up to begin with, I saw where Chuck Clint, did you seen that seating?
I read that. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, yeah.
Yeah, Keith Carlos actually sent that to me today.
That they saved over $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, and I've thought about that today. You know what? Hey, we hire somebody full-time if we can save $1 million. So go get them suckers every day.
Yeah, you can.
Or, you know, have them meet somewhere and then take them out here and put their ass picking up trash.
Well, I called a probation officer up in White County today because there's a girl up there in, next to where I live, just trying to get signed off on some more work because, you know, with this weather, there's no way she's ever going to get her fines paid or jail time, however they do it, just picking up garbage trash. So I told her, I said, well, we got this community center over here. I said, if they'll let you sign off or let me sign off on it, I said, I'll go over and open and let you work in there and just work to you, you know, all there as well work, you know, as long as you're accomplishing stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So I called them today. They told me, I said, that's great. I said, we're all about that. And the girl mentioned to me, she said, are you all aware of this program with Chuck down here in Wise County? And I said, well, I became aware of it today, you know, I seen it. So
that's what we've been talking about doing.
But you know, I've talked about stuff like that, you know, before about using them people at the trash sites, you know, some to help offset that. Apparently they're using them there too.
Yeah.
At the parks.
What do we gotta do to get this started? Oh, I mean, you know, we talked about it and we said, well, we'll just wait and kind of see how Scott and Wise programs go.
I had a meeting December with Fuller Cridlin, and I met with, we did a phone conference with Teddy Bishop, who runs the program for Chuck and Wise County, and we got a copy of his, I guess you call it like an owner's manual, whatever, program manual. And then I had a meeting, I guess, in January with Justin Venable, who runs Scott County's for Andy over there. And we got a copy of his, whatever you call it. And the girl I've been using as an aide, she's been trying to, I told her just to take a stab at taking the best parts of each program and try to make us a manual.
Yeah.
I will try to look over it and fine-tune it and then send it to the board. But now I'll say this. The numbers that they use are not what they're doing. Let's say there's a sentence that everybody knows that a first-time shoplifter is getting no jail, or let's say it gets second offense usually gets 2 days in jail. Well, the people are saying I'd rather work 30 days and do 2 days in jail. So they say 30 days times $42 a day equals whatever it is. When we all know they would have only gotten 2 days to start with. So that number is not
exaggerated.
It's sort of inflated. Yeah, like tourism numbers that the state sends us, how many tourism dollars come into the county every
year. Now, no doubt it's a savings.
Yeah.
Is it as big a savings they say? No. I had one the other day in Scott County like that, and I can't remember how much. It was six months worth of work for a 90-day jail sentence or a 30-day jail sentence. It was more than double what they wanted to work it at.
Yeah.
Well, was Fuller more encouraged with it than what he was when he came to me here?
Well, he's for it. He said he just doesn't want to run the program. See, Andy in Scott County, Commonwealth Attorney, runs that program. And then Chuck, of course, runs the one in Wise County. Fuller said, I want y'all to run the program. I'll send people to it or agree, you know, for people to go in it, which I don't care who runs it. I mean, I'm fine with us running it, because we're the ones that need the work done, you know, whether it be at the transfer station or landfill. So I'd just seen us be the ones that operate. But I think we need to take a stab at making us a manual and figure out, you know, are sex offenders going to be in it? Is this kind of person or that kind of person?
Well, not in Wise County at all, either.
Yeah, See, I was thinking one of them allowed them, but the other one didn't.
Wise County doesn't
allow sex offenders.
No.
And you may be able to use a sex offender, just not at a school. You may have to work somewhere, you know, at a dump site. You know, what difference
I wouldn't put them at a dump site.
No, they're not at all in the program at Wise County.
We've had some, back when we were using more of the experienced works people, or they were sending us more. The elder, you know, the older guys that they're still wanting to work. We had a couple of instances where we just had to put them off the program because they were, we were using them out at the sites, and we had some complaints from some females trying to take their trash and dump it. We just had come up. The other thing I would want to see is not the manual on how they actually run the program, but the background information on how they deal with injuries, things of that nature, the things, the mechanics of it internally,
yeah.
How it works.
They've got releases they make them sign, and
okay.
I think that we ask for the releases for them to send to us. They do a general release, and I'll have to type something up.
Yeah, that's what this girl told me today, that, you know, she would have the girl come to Wise and sign a release for them, and then they would mail me a copy or email me a copy or whatever of the release form.
Yeah.
But I still don't see, I know Fuller, he made it pretty clear he didn't want to be to head the program, but he was basing it on mostly having to get the drug test and stuff like that. That was basically what he said. He don't want to, I guess what he didn't want to absorb the cost on that.
Well, they make them in these other counties, they make them pay for it. It costs you $250 a month in Scott County to be in the program. You work for free for months and you pay $250 a month just to be in. Then you pay again if you fail a drug screen. It's outrageous. I don't know how those people.
So it's totally a diversion program in lieu of jail time. They agreed to participate in this program and work at some site.
And they are very strict on missing work. I mean, it's like a job.
Yeah.
They say they can do 60, they think, in Scott County. He's doing around 40 as of when I talked to him a month or so ago. And I can't remember what it was in Wise County, but I want to say he was doing 30-some and thought he might be able to get close to 50.
Did he give you any idea where they're using them?
Well, Chuck's got a
Parks and Rec was using a bunch of them in Wise County.
Here, I'll pull it up.
Which I know we don't have a Parks and Rec, but they're weed eating. They're I don't remember them talking about picking up trash. Seems like somebody was using them at the landfill. Maybe Wise County. The towns are using them, and they're sending them to town of Coburn, town of here. A lot of the towns. I remember that. I don't remember if the school system had any or not. Andy and Chuck might be able to get their guys to come over here and give a presentation for us on the site. They were very helpful.
I'm sure he would. Yeah, I talked to him about it.
But I think it's something we need to get started.
Yeah.
Sooner the better.
Yeah. I mean, if we save anything out of that jail payment, that's big.
Well, I just don't see that you can't use them for a whole lot of stuff. I mean, you know, clean up, if, you know, as long as you got somebody supervising or whatever, you could probably clean up some of these places like we try to get cleaned up and people refuse to clean their junky places.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the highway between my house and Pennington really looks good where they cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Really
going
good
in
job.
On private property, I don't think we could touch that. I mean, that's going to have to go through court and be ordered by the judge for that person to clean the property. If you send county personnel or in, you know, these folks in on private property and start moving their stuff or all in all, I think we'd run into legal issues there. We've got an ordinance that allows us to go in on a derelict structure if it's determined to be derelict through building code process and through the notice and advertisement and everything. Then we've got the right to go on the property and basically demolish the building and file that as and bill the an ordinance that's specifically set out in state code. I don't know that I think you could probably use them to maybe do cleanups at dump sites, illegal dump sites maybe and stuff like that. But it'd probably be the extent of that.
One question, who supervises them? I mean, they got them scattered out everywhere. Is it,
yeah, like just like if, Pennington now uses.
But if you put them at the convenience centers, who's going to supervise?
Well, I guess you can tell if the stuff's picked up when you go there, they did a good job. If it ain't picked up, they didn't. You don't actually, they're not like inmates. You don't have to guard them.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, they're not arrested, so
okay.
Or in, they're not incarcerated, so you don't have to have somebody physically there observing them. That's the thing about inmates.
Yeah.
That's part of the agreement you signed, is that they will be under supervision while you've got them. Somebody will be supervised.
From my understanding, if they mess up, they lose what they gained.
Yeah, they get kicked out of program, then they have to do jail.
Do the time.
Charging the $250 and use that money for the drug test.
Talking about the litter cleanup along the highways and stuff, I've not been able to get up with Joey Mullins. They've been the last few days. He's the interim residency administrator for VDOT. And I got him on his cell phone today, but he was out doing damage assessments from flooding and stuff. So he said, I'll talk to you later, because I had a couple of other things I needed to talk to him about too that he hadn't responded to by email. But I talked to the sheriff just to see if he's still interested in trying to put something together, because they have been getting some officers back out again. But he's, you know, he said, I can't do it every day. And I think what Wise County's doing, they're using that, and of course everybody's saying there's going to be less money through VDOT in that program, but I can't get anybody to give me an idea of how much. But I think what they're doing in Wise County is that they use that pot of funds to pay an employee for part of the year, and the county picks up the balance. I think it works out to about 75%, 25%. So if there's a way they can let us do that, and the sheriff said, you know, if we did that, he didn't care who picked it up. He said, you can use my bus, that way I get the PR for it. And, you know, it's got his name out there, and you can transport them using the bus. So I'll get this water behind us this week. Hopefully I'll be able to nail Joey down on some things, because we need to talk to him about a couple things up there in the pocket too.
Yeah, good luck. He's supposed to contact me back 2 weeks ago.
Well, I sent him an email 2 weeks ago, and usually you'll hear back from those guys within a couple of days. But
well, I thought
he'd never respond.
I thought mine was a pretty important issue. You know, when that lady got killed up there on that curb in St. Charles, I thought that might be a pretty important issue. As I slid on that curb twice that day.
Yeah. Where was that at?
Right there. Before you come into Wagner Town, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's actually across the door toward St. Charles.
Mm-hmm.
There's two little places on the left-hand side of the road between the highway and the railroad there and the creek. There's two little small houses right there, very small. And then you go up about 200 feet or so, and there's a trailer or something up on the right hand side up on the hill there. It happened in that first little old, just small curve right there. You say you got two different types of pavement in there out there. In that
just past the railroad crossing there at
Yeah.
Mines?
No, it's past Clyde Pennington Scale House, but close to Graveyard Loop, if I understand.
No, not where they ripped that.
It wasn't past Clyde Scale House?
No, it's not even, it's way before you get to Penn Lee there.
You talking about before we start up the hill.
So it's at the bottom of Penn Lee Hill in those little curves.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
You're talking about them two little houses on the left curve.
Yeah,
right.
That's where it happened. They was, well, the reason I know for sure, because, at the time, I was taking my little grandson back and forth, taking him to school and picking him back up. That's why I know I slid twice that one day, the day, and I slid probably, I had a slight slippage probably, less than 15 minutes before she wrecked, because I went to pick my grandson up early that afternoon. Because they got two different types of pavement there. They got, you know, going in, and I tried my best, you know. After I dropped him off at school, I came back through there, and I thought, well, maybe I was hitting that real fast. So I come back
that afternoon, and I was in my other truck, and I had, you know, the whole family with me then, and I took it even slower, and it was a slight slip, and I was going slow, but so the next day, I took, after I dropped him off, I thought, well, I'll just test my luck here. And I picked it up a little bit in my old truck again, and I sure enough slid, you know, there. But, you know, that was on purpose. But coming back, I tried to do it even faster going back towards St. Charles. It wouldn't slide. It wouldn't slide at all.
I mean, I'm not up through there much now, but years ago, but
coming
that road was always
where you slide.
Yeah, coming out, because they patched the road a couple different places. And that pavement that they used undoubtedly doesn't have the correct rock that they're supposed to use in that pavement. That's what I think, but hit it, bud. But yeah, you're right on that. That I think we ought to do something on that program too, if we can take advantage of that. I agree wholeheartedly on that. I wish we could get forward, you know, commit more on it.
What do we need him on? What
well, it just kind of looks good, I would think. I mean, Scott County's done their Commonwealth Attorney's done it. Wise County's done it. I mean, they're promoting this. I mean, to me, you'd think that he would want to do that.
Looks good on us, though. We'll do it.
We still got to approve it, whether he wants to do it or not.
Oh, he wants to do it. He just doesn't want to manage the person who does it.
There's no money.
Yeah, there's no money.
No.
And he doesn't really have the office space for it when he's got his interns. I didn't try to nail him down on why he didn't want to do it, but he told me two or three times in different conversations he didn't want to do it. Didn't want to manage it. He wanted to have the program.
Well, we'll figure it out. Whatever it takes to get it going. Because it's money out of this board's pocket.
Well, how much, I mean, based on your conversations with the two of them, how much administrative time is required? And do they have somebody in their office that just handles that?
That's all they do full time, both of these guys.
So they've got a person designated. It's just an additional salary position that handles this.
Let me pull my notes up here. Yes, that's all they do. But so what they do is they'll pick up phone, call Talon Jones and say, can you use a man? I got a new man. Okay,
right.
What time of day you want him to work, blah, blah, blah. They'll administer the drug screens themselves.
Do they handle the transportation and everything?
Scott County says he'll pick them up and make sure they get to work. They're doing that on top of it. But they're getting paid $250 a month. They can afford to do that. Wise County, you got to find your own way.
If you wanted to be in that program bad enough, you'd find your way.
Yeah, you'd find a way to where it
is. They found a way to get in trouble, didn't they?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
You know, not many people can get over some kind of transportation these days.
All right, it was on December 13th. I met with Brandy Williams, that's the girl that's been helping me, Fuller Cridlin, and Teddy Bishop, conference call concerning the Wise Works program. Teddy had several numbers regarding the amount of participants, the amount of hours worked, the value of the work at minimum wage, and the amount of savings to the county, although the hours were probably inflated. I asked Teddy about whether or not he thought the amount of time given to people in the program was excessive and was beyond the amount of jail time they would have gotten had they just given a plea to jail time, but he did not seem to have a decent answer on that. He said the participation range was from 37 to 39 people, but he said he could probably monitor up to 50 people. It sounded like most of his work was in finding sites and doing paperwork, and that he did not really monitor anyone. He said the participation cost was $25 a month,
and that helped pay for the drug testing, which was done randomly. Also, he said if a person failed a drug screen for probation and the probation reported it to his office, they would be kicked out of the program. He said most of his participants came from circuit court, and that he did not allow people who had violent felonies in their past to participate in the program. He mentioned that his salary was $34,000 a year, and that he really did not have any costs other than his computer and drug screens. The participants signed a waiver of liability. Fuller liked the program, but he too thought the numbers were inflated, and he said he had no desire to monitor the program or run the program out of his office. He agreed a good litter coordinator could run the program. Justin Venable today by phone regarding the Scott County Works program. He said their people signed a Fourth Amendment waiver, which just means that you can still be searched, and a waiver of liability. Also, he said they did not allow sex offenders or people who had violent felonies, although if the felonies were far enough in the past, they would allow them into the program. Out of the 40 participants, he said there were only 11 women in the program. Also, he said they allowed people to work part-time if they were also working a job for wages, but he said if they were late to their job, it was treated as if they were late to the program too, and that they communicated with the employer about the participants' attendance at work. He said the program had 40 participants in it now, but they thought 60 participants would put them at full capacity. He gave me a figure of $190,000 they had saved since the program began in July 25th, 2019. I asked him whether or not there was any reasonable correlation between the sentence received for the work program and what a person would have received if they had been sentenced to jail. He had no idea what crimes would typically get you in terms of jail time, so he couldn't answer my question. He said that the people in the program usually came out of circuit court. He said that they fined participants $25 for dirty drug screens. Also, he said the participants usually had to participate in something called adult ed. Lastly, he said the participation cost $50 per month.
So what's a drug screen? Is that what a drug test costs them, about $25?
I don't think they're that much. I don't know what they are. I mean, they're not real cheap, but I think it depends on how much they show.
How deep you're checking.
They're $6 or $8, something like that. They're not that much. But I liked his idea of charging for a dirty drug screen.
Yeah.
How often do they test it?
Teddy said randomly. I don't know that I asked Venable how often they did it. I don't recall that.
I thought Chuck shows them his thing that they're random also.
I would probably not test at all until they have the appearance. If somebody reports that they're high, then test them. But otherwise, what difference does it make?
And they typically are doing 30 days at a time?
In the program?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. He didn't say that, but I didn't gather that from either one of them. They're circuit court people, so they're...
Okay, so they're drawing longer.
But
you're saying in lieu of 2 or 3 days in jail, they're willing to work 30 days.
Yeah.
So if they're looking at 3 to 6 months, they're willing to work maybe for a year. But they've got to come up with $3,000 during that year in Scott County to do that.
Yeah. Now, I thought the $250 thing was pretty outrageous.
Really. That's pretty steep. I mean, I'm just wondering if they can work for you for a year, unless they've got a second job, where are they getting the money to do that with?
Exactly.
Unless they're going out stealing it.
Stealing drugs.
They're working for
you. They get it if they're in jail.
They don't have to pay anything. They're in jail. Everything's provided.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I was surprised that anybody could afford to do that. But now they can come up some money when it comes to getting out of jail.
Well, a lot of them probably get it from their parents.
Yeah, getting it from family. But,
it does sound like a lot of money.
Yeah. you're already, you know, you're saving the money by not being in jail.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you need to gouge them, kick them while they're down on $200
a month. Well, you're saving $42 a day, ain't it? Right,
well, operating costs, debt service you're going to pay. I mean, you won't pay all the debt service. You'd say, you know, if you don't have as many inmates in there, you'd save some percentage of debt service. But the more everybody uses a program like that, it brings everybody's numbers down. But, I mean, if you'll save $12,000 on one inmate a year, roughly. Just on the daily per diem without debt service.
That's a lot of money then.
Can you imagine if we had just 10 people picking up trash every day? Be spick and span.
Or just, you know, you just could have them keeping around the sites clean too, you know. Picking up trash everywhere.
Yeah. You might try that, DD, like what you're saying, as you have one of these guys retire, you know, try to staff that with these people. You don't mean your convenience center operator, just as kind of a pilot.
You talk about rather than rehire somebody, though, yeah.
That way you don't actually fire anybody. You probably still have to have a floater because they're not going to be as dependable as these old guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. I think in order to do that, if we're going to do it, we're going to have to hire us a litter control coordinator. One with...
Be cautious, you're on tape.
Good legs.
You're in open session.
Yeah.
Or on
tape. I'm saying, we just, or in addition, you know.
Would you entertain a motion on that? Going into executive session?
Oh, yeah.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session pursuant to 2.2-3711.
One.
Sub A, sub
yeah,
one.
A, discuss one. Personnel.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
You didn't know I had the whole code.
All right, Mr. Chairman, it's back on.
All right, hold the board. Mr. Cobb.
Aye. What's the question?
All the proper things were discussed in closed session.
Yes.
Personnel.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Well, it's a long day, 4:30 to 8:30.
We earned our pay.